You're listening to The Baby Bunker. I'm your host, Amelia Eagle. On today's show, we're going to learn about two of the five senses. Joining us today will be Miss Issa and Miss Maya. So look and listen out, because we're going to be talking about sight and sound. 99. Okay, kiddos, first thing on the docket today is Miss Maya teaching us about something called a sound map.
Let's make a sound map. You might be wondering, what is a sound map? Well, let me tell you. A sound map is an activity that we can do that lets us pay really close attention to the sounds we hear. So to make a sound map, all you need is a piece of paper, a pencil, and a comfortable place to sit. Preferably, this place is outside, but you can do this indoors as well. So go ahead and find one piece of paper, one pen or pencil, and hunker down in your comfortable spot.
Softly creeping, relevant scenes while I was
Making a sound map is easy. All you need to do is draw a small X in the middle of your paper. That X represents you. Now, with your eyes opened or closed, listen carefully to the sounds around you. What do you hear? Do you hear birds? Cars? Maybe the buzzing of a refrigerator? Whenever you hear something, put it on your map, maybe by drawing it or just writing down what you hear. Remember, you are the X on your paper. So if you hear something to your left, mark it to the left of the X. If you hear something to your right, mark it to the right of the X. Take some time here to listen really carefully and notice all the wonderful things that you can hear. Have fun sound mapping. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. In the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one there disturbed the sound of silence.
I definitely enjoyed making my own sound map the other night when Oscar was curled up at the foot of my bed, but it was hard to hear anything else over his snoring. Now that we have our ears tuned in for more listening, here's Miss Issa with a colorful story for you.
Hi, my name is Issa Steele-Wirth, and I'm going to read you a real cool book that's called My Head is Full of Colors. It's by Catherine Friend, illustrated by a lady by the name Kiki. Here we go. I'm actually reading a book here, so you might hear me turning the pages. It's a real book, out of paper. Here is the story. One morning, Maria woke up and looked in the mirror. "Oh my," she said. Instead of her usual brown, spiky hair, her hair was fire red and sky blue and emerald green and lemon yellow and cotton candy pink. Maria raced down the hall. "Look, Mom, my head is full of colors." "Good heavens," she cried. "You've slept on a rainbow." For the next few days, Maria colored and painted like she had never done before. She painted pink mountains and blue meadows and yellow rivers and red cows. Her mother looked over her shoulder as she was painting one night. "Maria, you're using such beautiful colors." "Of course, Mom," Maria replied. "My head is full of colors." The next morning, Maria woke up and looked in the mirror. "Oh, dear," she said. Instead of brilliant streaks of rainbow colors running through her hair, there were hundreds of books, little books and big books, open books and closed books, books with colorful pictures and books with many words. Maria scampered down the hall, Look, Mom, my head is full of books. My goodness, her mother said. Perhaps I could borrow one to read. For the next few days, Maria read and thought like she had never done before. She read about lions in Africa and artists in Paris and caribou in Canada. She read about growing pumpkins and making piñatas and flying spaceships to the moon. Her mother overheard Maria telling a friend about how spiders spin their webs. Maria, you have learned a lot of interesting facts about spiders. Of course, Mom, Maria replied. My head is full of books. A few days later, Maria woke up and looked in the mirror. Yikes, she said. Instead of quiet books stacked in her hair, there were animals, live animals, giraffes and dogs and monkeys and birds and elephants and turtles, screeching and barking and making all sorts of sounds. Maria dashed down the hall. Look, Mom, my head is full of animals. My, my, her mother said. We don't usually allow animals in the house. But I suppose we can, just this once. For the next few days, Maria attracted animals as if she were a zookeeper at feeding time. Birds followed Maria wherever she went. Cats jumped up into her lap whenever she sat down. Squirrels ran alongside her on the sidewalk. Her mother watched her safely escort a turtle back to the pond. Maria, you're so gentle and kind with animals. Of course, Mom, Maria replied. My head is full of animals. The following morning, Maria woke up and looked in the mirror. Wow, she said. Instead of animals roaming through her hair, rows and rows of people smiled and waved to her in the mirror. Young people and old people, short people and tall people. Maria scurried down the hall. Look, Mom, my head is full of people. Gracious me, her mother said. Well, you had better ask them all to stay for breakfast. For the next few days, Maria talked with everyone she and her mother met on their walks. She talked with young mothers about working and about babies. She talked with old men about baseball. She talked with Mrs. Webster, the woman living next door, about what life was like when she was Maria's age. That was very nice of you to spend time talking with Mrs. Webster. She gets lonely sometimes, Maria's mother said. You certainly have a way with people. Of course, Mom, Maria replied. My head is full of people. Then, one morning, Maria woke up and looked in the mirror and said, nothing, because there was nothing in her hair. No colors, no books, no animals, no people, just plain brown spikes. Maria shuffled down the hall, sobbing. Mom, she whispered, my head is empty. There's nothing there. She threw herself into her mother's arms. Maria's mother held her by the shoulders and looked at her. No, dear, there must be something wrong with your mirror. Your head is full of colors and books and dancers and a man with two llamas by his side and hippopotamuses. There is a little girl on a pony reading a book and a set of bright red encyclopedias. It's amazing how all that fits into your head. Maria ran back to her mirror and looked at herself very hard. She frowned and she squinted and she wrinkled up her nose. All I see is my old brown hair, she said to the mirror. But then, I still like bright colors and books and animals and people. Maria skipped down the hall with her head held high. Look, Mom, my head is full of me. That's the end of this book.
Yes, I do, but you talk, don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
I hear you talking,
you're telling lies. I can see it in those great big eyes. I hear you talking, jive, but I don't believe a word you say. You say I'm your honey love. But you ain't been fooling me. I hear you talking. Yes, I do. But you talk, don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. Yes, I do, but you talk, don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I hear you talking, you're telling lies. I can see them in those great big eyes. I hear you talking, jive, don't believe a word you say. You say I'm your honey love. I'm all you're thinking of. I hear you talking deaf, but I don't believe you've been fooling me. I hear you talking. Yes, I do, but you talking, don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
Isa told me she got a hold of the illustrator for this book after she read it for the show, because it was one of her favorites, and the illustrator got back. She felt touched that illustrations touched the hearts of somebody all the way up in Alaska, and that the use of her creativity was worthwhile because it spread love and consciousness. Thank you for sharing with the radio audience, Isa. Okay, Miss Maya, what's the next activity?
Let's do a tricky but fun listening activity. I hope you have your listening ears on, because I'm going to play a bunch of animal sounds, and you can guess what animal makes that sound. Are you ready? Here we go. Did you know that animal? If you guessed cat, you are correct. Let's see if you can guess this next animal. Did you get it? How many of you guessed cow? That was a cow. This next animal is one of my favorites. Let's see if you can guess it. That one was a little silly. Did you know what animal that was? If you guessed pig, you are correct. This next one is pretty silly, too. Let's see if you can guess it. Did you guess that animal? I don't see this animal very often. That was a donkey. This next animal is my mom's favorite animal in the whole world. Let's see if you can guess it. Did you know that animal? That one was a little bit trickier. That animal was a goat. All right, listeners, we're going to get even trickier now. Are you ready? Here we go. Did you know that animal? That was a frog. Let's try another one of my fairy favorites. Did you guess monkey? That was a monkey. We don't hear those very often here in Kodiak, do we? Let's try another animal that we don't hear in Kodiak. Let's see if you can guess it. Did you guess it? That was an elephant. We'll do one more animal. Do you know that animal? We have those in Kodiak. That was a bear. I love hearing all the sounds that different animals make. If you listen really carefully, you can probably hear some around you right now. Have fun listening. Thanks, friends.
Now that we've identified the animal kingdom, let's consider sound in the context of volume, like being loud and really, really quiet, and how all of that makes us feel.
All right, friends, do you have your listening ears on? I hope so. I'm going to ring a bell 3 times. Each time, I want you to count how many seconds you can hear the bell ringing before it goes completely silent. Ready? Did you hear how quiet the bell got before it was silent? Let's try 2 more times. Count how long you can hear the bell ringing before it's completely silent. Thanks for listening with me today, friends.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Since you were a 20, I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в му.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks, Maya, for walking us through some listening exercises, and Issa for bringing some color into our world. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to be talking about mountains. Speaking of which, I'm going to go take Oscar up one now.
So why don't you start wearing purple? Why don't you start wearing purple?